Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 28 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope we are good. I hope we're having a decent week so far. And we are back to the two live shows a week this week. It's been a couple of weeks with things going on a Thursday. Last week was my eldest son's birthday, so I wanted to spend time with him last week on Thursday. But yeah, this week we are back to the normal routine, and yeah, looking forward to pumping these out. So if you are watching, please do let me know in the comments. Please do hit like on the video. Appreciate it as always. If you're listening back again, please do let me know if you're enjoying these episodes still, what you're taking from them. And yeah, we keep building as we always do. Scott, good to see you as always. Vaughan, hope you're all good, buddy. So in this morning show, I want to talk about how you are either going to win or learn in certain situations when you are taking action, and how both of these are a huge benefit to you. And I want to basically use an example that I took from my experience on Saturday, which was then sparked by someone actually asking me why I did this certain thing, and my kind of thought process and mindset behind it, and actually what I took from it as well. So what I'm referring to here is, on Saturday, I was due to do my final long run before my next running event, which is the Coventry Half Marathon in just under 2 weeks' time now. So Saturday was meant to be my final long run, which was meant to be 12 miles. Okay, so the you know, very, very nearly the half marathon distance, but obviously not the full distance. And I went into it with the mindset of, well, obviously with it being so close to the full distance, if I am feeling good, I would potentially do the full distance, because my goal for this half marathon, and that I set out at the start of this year, was to do this half marathon in sub 150 hours. Okay, so that's been the focus throughout the first part of this year from the physical point of view, with my physical goal. And on Saturday, I got to close to 12 miles, and I was looking at my watch and I was going, I'm on for this. I'm looking good for the sub 150 today. And it was in that moment I decided to push on, do the full distance, and it meant that I actually achieved my goal of sub 150 2 weeks early. So I've done it before the event itself. And I then got asked the next day on my social media by someone like, why did you go and do that? Why did you do the full distance? Why did you achieve, you know, why did you push on and achieve your goal? Why didn't you wait until the event day where you've been working towards? And that's why I wanted to kind of explain my thinking and mindset behind this, because I think there's a lot to take from it, and it's something that I've kind of reflected on and looked at. Because 2 years ago, I would not have done that. I would have held myself back. I would have talked myself out of doing the full distance and just done the 12 miles and just waited till race day. And what I'd have been doing is pinning all my hopes and being so fixated on the day of the event. Now, of course, when it comes to like a performance-based goal, a physical goal, like a running event, the ideal time to run a PB and run, you know, and prepare for to run this PB is on the day of the event, right? James, good morning, mate. Hope you're good. But this is where things have changed for me, and this is where my mindset has shifted a little bit, because I have, from previous experience, I have experienced on the day of the event, things happen, challenges happen, things not go to plan, even though I've put the preparation in. And this is the thing with this, is there's so many different variables when it comes to preparing for something like this, that even on the day, something could go wrong. And this is where the shift has happened for me recently when it comes to not just a physical goal, but just anything in life that I am working towards, is stop waiting for what you perceive as the perfect time, the ideal conditions to push towards these goals. And that's something that I've really held myself back on so many times. And I think we can all be guilty of this at times, not just on a physical level, in any area of life. We will convince ourselves that in order to be able to push towards something that we're looking to achieve, it needs to be ideal conditions. It needs to be the perfect time in our own eyes. And this is the thing that will often hold us back from going all in and taking action on this. And I want you to start thinking about now. How often have you found yourself convincing yourself of this, that now is not the right time to work on yourself? Now is not the right time to pursue this goal that you're working towards. Martin, good morning, mate. Hope you're good. Because a lot of the time, it's all the thoughts that we have in our heads. Because the reality is, I've spoken many times about this before, there is no such thing as a perfect time, the perfect conditions. These times don't exist. It's all in our head. And this is the difference for me on Saturday. I felt good. I felt good, and I felt like I could do the sub 150 on 2 weeks before the event. I felt like that was something that was doable. Before, I would have talked myself out of it because I would have been worried about what would happen if I didn't achieve this. What would happen? Would that dent my confidence? And these are all the stories and the battle I was having with myself at the time, whether to push on or whether to call it early. And this is where then it's looking about what the title of the show is. You're either going to win or you're going to learn. Because this is eventually when I was deciding whether to push on or not, this is why I decided to do it. Because either way, I'm going to benefit from pushing on and achieving the goal or not achieving the goal. And this goes for anything in life as well. If you are holding yourself back for pushing towards whatever it is you're looking to achieve or looking to challenge yourself with, either way, there's going to be a benefit because you're either going to win, you're going to achieve the thing, which is what happened for me on Saturday. I achieved my goal 2 weeks early. Or if you don't achieve the goal, there are going to be many lessons that you can take from going through that experience, which you wouldn't get if you didn't go for it. So really, you get nothing from doing nothing. That's the message here. This is what it's all about. Action creates action, and you're either going to win or you're going to learn. And if I didn't achieve the sub 150 on Saturday, there would have been many lessons I could then take into my next attempt, which is going to be in just under 2 weeks' time. I would have known where I needed to improve, what I need to do better, what I needed to do different. It's exactly the same when it comes to other things you're working on. You know, especially when it comes to you working on yourself. We'll convince ourselves that there's so many better times to be able to work on this. Like Scott's just put there's no tomorrow. It's about what you're doing today. It's about what you're focusing on, how you're taking action today, because the lack of action you're taking, you're not going to win, but you're also not learning. So nothing's happening here. So don't let the story going on or PM that you're telling yourself stop you from taking action and doing the things that you know you need to be doing. And it doesn't have to be a running event like I've used as an example this morning. It can be the simplest things. It could be maybe you've been telling yourself all this year that you need to get back to going to the gym and it hasn't happened yet. Maybe it's just you want to get into better habits. You want to be tracking your food. You want to start feeling and looking better about yourself, but you need to start doing the work. It's not going to happen until you take action, until you overcome, whether it's the fear of failing at it or just convincing yourself that it's not priority, it's not the time, because there is no perfect time. There is no ideal conditions. There's always going to be that thought process of that week would be a better week for me to start. Tomorrow is a better time to start. Today's the best time to start at whatever it is you are working on right now and you want to be better at. So the message this morning is you're either going to win or you'll learn. You're not going to get either of them things if you do nothing. If you don't achieve the thing, if something goes wrong, if you fail, there are many lessons to take from it. And the biggest lessons I have learnt personally, physically, and professionally over the last few years have come from my failures, have come from my fuck ups. And that's the thing that has allowed me to be able to shift this perspective from, if I go for it, there is going to be benefits either way. And that's something that I now really lean into, especially on the physical side of things, but also when it comes to running my business, when it comes to my personal life, when it comes to anything that I'm looking to improve in. So you're only going to win or you're going to learn. Think about the things you've been holding back on. Think about the things that you've been putting off for so long. You've been telling yourself that you'll get around to. And start today. Start building that momentum from today. Team, I'd love to know what you took from this morning's show. Put it in the chat below. Appreciate the feedback as always. Like I said at the start, we're back to the two shows a week now for the foreseeable. So yeah, I'll be back. Same time, same place on Thursday. But team, have a fantastic day and I'll speak to you all very soon.